Hello and welcome to today's training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate with LiveGood. What I'd like to do in today's video is teach you about the different ranks in the company. So if you join LiveGood as an affiliate, you're here to make money, you're here to build a business. They have a rank structure designed to progress you through the ranks of the company, designed to help you make more money. You basically start unranked. When you start, it's just you. You haven't enrolled anyone. Once you enroll your first two people in LiveGood, that is when you become a bronze. So if, whether you enroll a member or an affiliate, doesn't matter what they are, if you enroll those two types of people, you become a bronze in the compensation plan. What's really cool about becoming a bronze is you get paid one level deeper in the matrix and you become eligible for fast start matching and matrix matching. And we'll cover that in more detail, the comp plan, in a different video. This is really just focused on the ranks. The second rank, and what you'll see going forward, is most of these ranks have more than one way to qualify for it. You can qualify by being a super recruiter. You can also qualify by focusing on duplication and team building. So pick the strategy that's going to resonate with you the most and build your business that way. So to be a silver, you have to enroll 10 people yourself and have 20 people on your team. That's the first way to hit silver. You enroll 10 members or 10 affiliates or a combination of members and affiliates. You have your 10 and you have 20 total people in your team. You are now a silver in the business, and congratulations. Another way to hit silver would be you still have to have 20 total people and you have to have three legs that are bronze. Easiest way to explain a leg: if I enroll Kim and Kim enrolls Mike and Mike enrolls Sue, all of those are in, count as one leg for me in my business. So whether it's Kim, whether it's Mike, whether it's Sue, if one of them hits bronze, that counts towards my qualification to level up to silver. So you would have to have three different legs with a bronze in it and 20 total people on your team to hit the rank of silver. So in summary, the two ways to hit silver: you enroll 10 people and you have 20 people on your team, or you have a team of 20 people and you have three separate legs in your organization, which means you have to have signed up at least three people. And there is a bronze in each one of those three legs, whether they were sponsored by you or by someone else, doesn't matter. So that's a silver in our business. Cool thing about silver is it opens up more levels in the check match for the fast start, for the matrix, for the retailing, for everything. The third rank is gold. Now, for people who are part-timers and side hustlers, I would say silver is a good goal to aim for within your first 1 to 2 months. If you're really trying to make money here and you're really trying to build a business, you want to get to gold as quickly as possible. This is like the first real leadership rank, in my opinion, because you have to enroll 30 people and have a team of at least 100 people in your team. So you go out, you sign up 30 different people who are affiliates or members. You have 100 total people in your team. And when we're saying these numbers for total team size, this does not include spillover. This is just the people you enroll, the people they enroll, the people they enroll, and so forth. So to be a gold, you have to have that 30 personals, 100 team members, or what's really cool, you can have 100 total team members and have three separate legs with a silver in it. So you have 30 personals and 100 total team members. That's option number one. Option number two, you have 100 total people and you have three separate legs with a silver in it, or you have 100 active members in your enroller tree with no more than 30 counting from any individual leg. So that's what's really cool. You can qualify for gold any of those three different ways. I think I hit gold in 9 or 10 days, something like that. I've had team, or maybe 2 weeks. I had a team member do it in even less time than that. So it is possible, but for the new person, that's probably going to take you a little bit of time to get to that rank. For someone who's done network marketing for a long time, or they're an influencer, or they have a big email list, that's probably pretty attainable for you rather quickly. The next rank we have is platinum, and platinum is a big deal. Platinum is not easy to get to. It's possible. A lot of people have done it. I've read about some people who did it in a week or less. So that is possible, but not normal for the average person just coming in. To be a platinum, you have to sign up 100 people personally and have 500 people in your team. That's option number one. So 100 personal enrollments, that's a lot of signups, and 500 total people in your team. Option number two is you have that same 500 people in your team and you have three different legs with a gold in it. So if I sign up Mike, Susan, and Terry, Mike, Susan, and Terry are each a separate leg. Everyone under them, as long as there's one gold somewhere in their organization under those three people, I would have three separate gold legs. It could be them too. So it could be the people you personally enrolled or the people they enrolled or the people they enrolled. As long as there's three different legs with a gold in it and you have your 500 team members, you're going to be a platinum. Your final way to be a platinum is you can have 500 active team members with no more of 150 of them coming from one individual leg. So those are the three ways to get platinum. I think the hardest way to get platinum is probably to sign up 100 people and get 500 total team members. I think for most people, if you focus on option number two or option number three, where you have those three gold legs and 500 people, or you have 500 people with no more than 150 coming from one leg, I think that's a much more doable option. Next, we have Diamond. And Diamond is a big deal. Diamond is where the company has a leadership pool. They call it the Diamond Bonus Pool, where they take 2% of the company revenue and they divide that by the number of diamonds. And that's how much extra they get each month in their paycheck. And at the time of making this video, from what I saw online, that diamond bonus was about $6,000 to $7,000 extra per month that the diamonds received from the diamond pool. But a diamond is someone who has three legs with a platinum in it. This is hard to do. This means you have three legs with a really good leader in each of those three legs, and you have a total of 2,500 people in your team. The second option, or the second way to do it, is you could have 2,500 people in your team with no more than 500 of them coming from one leg. So if you have a lot of legs, maybe there's not a leader in any leg, but you have 100 in this leg, 500 in that leg, 400 in that leg, 600 in that leg. If your organization is spread out like that, you can go diamond that way too. So this is really neat that you can hit these ranks in more than one way. The final rank with the company, at least as of today, and this is July 2023, is Crown Diamond. A Crown Diamond, you have to have 50,000 total team members in your team. That's 50,000. That's a lot of people. We've had people do it. We have one Crown Diamond in the company right now that I know of, and he did it, I believe, in like 4 months, 3, 4, 5 months. Very, very fast. So to be a Crown Diamond, you have 50,000 people in your team with no more than 10,000 of those coming from any one leg. So if you have a leader on your team and they've got like 40,000 people, you can't count all those people towards your Crown Diamond qualification. You have to have it spread out equally, or at least somewhat equally, amongst a number of legs, and it can't all come from one leg. So these are the different ranks in the company. It's very exciting. We are seeing thousands of people rank advance to bronze every week, hundreds of people reaching silver and gold every week in the company. We're getting new platinums and new diamonds every week. This thing is just absolutely exploding. So if you are here to make money, you can make a decent amount of money even without having a big rank, but you should try to follow this progression through the ranks, which will allow you to build your business the right way. And my biggest takeaway from this whole slide, and I want you to remember this, you got to do two things. You have to learn how to consistently enroll new people. You don't have to be a super recruiter, but you should aim to find 1 to 2 new people every week that you've signed up in the business. And number two, you have to learn how to identify and find quality people in your team. So you're really looking for three quality people in your team that you can run with, that you can mentor with, that are going to build a big organization. And if you have three different legs with at least one leader in it, you can build a monstrous team in check here with Live Good. Now, of course, individual results will vary. Some people are going to have 4 or 5 rank advancements their first day. Some people are never even going to hit the first rank. You get out what you put in. The sky is the limit, but it is 100% up to you. So with that, I hope you got some value from this. If you'd like to learn more about the compensation plan, about the company, about the ranks, check out the links below this video, and you can do so. With that, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Have a great day. Thank you.